How nice to be here with you all this evening. The evening after Gopurnima, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what we're going to do is we are going to continue with the theme of Lord Chaitanya and his pastimes and how special Lord Chaitanya is. In fact, this year, this is the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's visit to Vrindavan. Were you aware of that? Anyway, that's what it is. 500th anniversary of his visit to Vrindavan. So all around the world, the devotees are observing this occasion right around now. And let us also do that by talking a little bit about Lord Chaitanya and his visit to Vrindavan. So, can repeat after me, please. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So, the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya visiting Vrindavan, and it begins, well, this is described in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. First of all, Lord Chaitanya attempted to go to Vrindavan. He was not able to go, or at least for whatever reason he chose not to go the whole way. He went from Jagannath Puri, he went up the coast into Bengal, and then up to Navadweep, 150 kilometers or so north of current day Calcutta, and he went to some other places in the vicinity, but then he turned back and he went back to Jagannath Puri for different reasons. We'll mention a little bit about that as we go. And then a few months later he actually went, and he went all the way. He went to Vrindavan and he spent time in Vrindavan, that most sacred place of the appearance of Lord Krishna, and his earliest and most important pastimes. So, first of all, I remember correctly, let me just check actually. The description begins in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi, Sri Sri Gaunitai, Sri Giri Govardhan Ki. Excuse me, just let me check here. Oops. It's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. Madhya Leela. The wonders of technology. Uh-huh. Madhya Leela chapter 16. The Lord's attempt to go to Vrindavan. Then chapter 17, his second attempt, and he actually goes to Vrindavan. And chapter 18 of the Madhya Leela is describing his different activities around Vrindavan. So anyway, in the 16th chapter, there's the description of Lord Chaitanya attempting to go to Vrindavan for the first time 500 years ago. Actually, the first attempt was at Ram Vijay Dasami. No. The second trip he left on Ram Vijay Dasami, which is later in the year, Kartik time. So Lord Chaitanya was living there in Jagannath Puri, and so many pastimes were going on. Rath Yatra was happening. The devotees would come every year from Bengal and meet with Lord Chaitanya, and there's huge gathering of devotees with Lord Chaitanya. Then they'd all celebrate the Rath Yatra with him, and the devotees would stay for 4 months. Then they'd go back to Bengal, and Lord Chaitanya would stay on in Jagannath Puri. But at one point, Lord Chaitanya started discussing with his closest associates like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, these people who were very close with him and close to him and who were with him every day. He kept saying, "I'd like to go to Vrindavan, I want to go." And then gradually the mood intensified. "I must go, I must go." And Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, particularly those two, and the various others who were fairly close to Lord Chaitanya, they always kept somehow getting him to put it off. Different reasons. That, for example, "You must stay till Rath Yatra." "Oh, okay." Rath Yatra means June, July. So he stayed till Rath Yatra, and then just after Rath Yatra they would say to him, "You know, you must stay for Kartik. Well, at least stay until Kartik, Because Kartik is very nice in Vrindavan. You should go there. That's what you should go. That's what you should do. And Lord Chaitanya would say, oh, all right then. This went on, devotees. This went on for 2 years. For 2 years. They were cleverly delaying Lord Chaitanya. And eventually, he actually left, I see here, he left on Ram Vijay Dasami for the first trip. Yeah. So he left on that day. And hundreds of devotees went with him. Hundreds of devotees. And they went visiting different places en route. They went through Bhuvaneshwar, if you're familiar with the geography there in Orissa. Bhuvaneshwar is about, 100 kilometers perhaps inland from Jagannath Puri, so they went there. Maharaj Prataparudra, the local king, he was there in Bhuvaneshwar at the time, and he was so happy. He came to meet Lord Chaitanya, offered his humble, prostrated obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, stood up, and Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Previously, Lord Chaitanya would not embrace the king. Actually, he would not even talk to the king or meet with the king at all. Nothing. Because he said that I am a sannyasi, I am a member of the renounced order. He, the king, the way Prabhupada puts it is, he is a pounds, shillings, and pence man. Pounds, shillings, and pence. The old British system. In other words, he's a materialist, surrounded by wealth and power and material facility, and he's attached to these things. So Lord Chaitanya initially refused even to meet him. And it was only after some time and a lot of negotiations and different things happening that Lord Chaitanya met him. But here, when Lord Chaitanya arrived in Bhuvaneshwar and the king was there, King Prataparudra, then the king came and Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Means Lord Chaitanya accepted him as a real devotee and not just a materialist. In fact, King Prataparudra told Lord Chaitanya that I think I will just give up my kingdom and live on the street as a total renunciate. But Lord Chaitanya told him, no, don't do that. It's your service to the Lord to run the kingdom. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Similar experience we had. I wasn't exactly in the room with Srila Prabhupada, but in 1973 in London, when George Harrison, the famous musician from the Beatles, donated to Srila Prabhupada and his movement what we call now Bhaktivedanta Manor, big beautiful estate just outside London, right on the edge of London, just most wonderful place, which he purchased and gave. So So then Prabhupada came, and George had a meeting with Srila Prabhupada, and George, famous character, and even to this day he's still extremely famous. George went to Prabhupada and said, "You know, I would like to shave my head, wear the robes, and come and live here in the temple here," which he had just bought for the movement, "and just give up all the music and all that and just become a devotee." But Srila Prabhupada told him not to. Prabhupada told him, "You have very important service. You're preaching through your music. So many millions of young people, they're being influenced by your music," because he was singing about Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada told him, "No, don't do that. You carry on, but you chant Hare Krishna and you be a devotee." So George Harrison, basically, he tried to do that from that point on. So similarly, the king, he asked, "Can I give up everything?" But Lord Chaitanya told him, "No, you don't do that. Someone's got to run the kingdom properly." So, but anyway, what the king did was, he arranged for sort of like royal facilities, real first class facilities for Lord Chaitanya as he traveled to the north or the northeast towards Bengal, traveling through current day Orissa. All sorts of facilities, places to stay, and there was Jagannath Mahaprasadam was being delivered by courier every day.
Haribol.
Yes. Every day a whole shipment of Jagannath Mahaprasadam would arrive from Jagannath Puri by some special express delivery system. Yeah. And in different ways, Maharaj Prataparudra was looking after Lord Chaitanya. So, as Lord Chaitanya was moving further, just little by little, through northeastern Orissa, he would tell, because there are hundreds of devotees with him, or even more than hundreds, maybe thousands. It was a big party. So Lord Chaitanya gradually, on a daily basis, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Sri Sri Gornatai Sri Giri Govardhanki, gradually Lord Chaitanya would tell the devotees, "Okay, you go back to Puri. Next day, you go back." And he was sending the devotees back to Jagannath Puri. Then they reached, let's see. Anyway, they reached somewhere. And Gadadha was there. Gadadha from the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. That same Gadadha, he was there. He was worshipping Tota Gopinath. If you're familiar with Jagannath Puri at all, which some of you may be familiar, the Tota Gopinath temple is there. It's an important temple, old temple in Jagannath Puri. and Gadadhar Pandit, he was looking after the temple, and he was the pujari there. He was in charge, and he had taken a particular vow. The vow is called Kshetra Sannyas. Sannyas, of course, means the renounced order of life, where you give up family and basically the trappings of ordinary materialistic life, and you become a mendicant. But this is now Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra means a particular holy place. In this case, of course, Jagannath Puri. Kshetra Sannyas means the person renounces everything and goes to some sacred place and just stays there as a renunciate, but does not go out. Normally, the sannyasis travel and preach extensively, but the Kshetra Sannyasi just stays in that place, a sacred place. And Gadadhar Pandit had taken such a vow: I will stay in Puri. That's it. Finished. But when Lord Chaitanya left Puri, he left Puri also. And he went to Bhuvaneshwar. And then they started going to the northeast, heading towards Bengal, still in Orissa, but walking to the northeast. And by this time, or just by the time they reached Bhuvaneshwar, they're well out of Jagannath Puri. They're already 100 kilometers out. So eventually, when they were moving to the northeast after Bhuvaneshwar, Lord Chaitanya said to Gadadhar, he said, you know, you must go back. You must go back, because you're the pujari for Tota Govina. If you're not there, who's going to look after Govina? And you've taken a vow of Kshetra Sannyas. I don't want to be responsible for you breaking your vow. But Gadadhar very strongly said, let my vow of Kshetra Sannyas go to hell. And as far as worshipping Gopinath is concerned, well, being in your company is thousands of times better than worshipping Gopinath. So, Hari Bol. That was basically the reaction of Gadadhar. Oh, he said, one renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, listen, I will have to take reactions for this. And Gadadhar said, don't worry, I will separate from you. I will go myself, and I will take the reaction. So he did that. He separated from the party, and at Cuttack, still a famous place in Orissa, Cuttack, by the coast there, they met again. And this time Lord Chaitanya told him, listen, you go back now to Puri. Right now. And he told, Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you take him back and make sure he goes back. So Gadadhar had to go back. Lord Chaitanya went on a boat from that point, and he just left Gadadhar behind. And Gadadhar collapsed there, completely overwhelmed. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya picked him up and said, "Such are the ways of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So Gadadhar went back, and he finished the rest of his life in Jagannath Puri. So let's see. Okay. You know, this could be quite a long story. I don't know how much you want a long story, but it can really be a long story. It could take a few days, actually, to go through the whole thing. So we won't go through the whole thing. Stay a few days more? Oh, okay. Haribol. So then they left Orissa, heading north, northeast, sort of near the coast, and they passed through an area controlled by a Muslim king or governor or some sort of authority type person, Muslim, who was he would have done well in, what do they call it, Al-Qaeda? Is that what they call it? He was that sort of Muslim, a real activist. Oh yeah, don't take it lying down. He was a fanatic. He was a real fanatic. And he persecuted Hindus. But at the same time, he had a minister for Hindu affairs who he would consult with about things to do with the Hindu community. But then sometimes he'd just go wild and kill some Hindus. So he was really quite a bizarre character. And he heard that Lord Chaitanya is passing through my area, and he's got thousands of people with him, and wherever he goes, whatever village or town he visits, that town closes down for the day. And everyone just has a huge festival with this Lord Chaitanya. So the king heard this, and he called for the Minister of Hindu Affairs, and he asked him, "Who is this Chaitanya? Who is this Chaitanya?" Actually, the king, or governor, whatever we call him, he was quite attracted when he heard about Lord Chaitanya. He was quite attracted. But the minister was not aware of that. The minister was afraid that if this fellow wants to meet Lord Chaitanya, who knows what may happen? It could be a real disaster. So he asked the minister, "Who is this Chaitanya? I hear he's a great saintly person." And the minister said, "Who? Who are you talking about? Chaitanya! Chaitanya! Who's Chaitanya? Never heard of him. Who?" And the king said, "You must have heard of him. He's very famous. I heard of him. You must have heard of him too." and the minister trying to sort of downplay everything, like, don't worry about it, you've got better things to do with your time. The minister said, oh, him. Oh, yeah, I heard about him. Don't worry about him. He's just a religious fanatic surrounded by noisy religious fanatics. Don't worry about him. But the king said, no, no. I've heard wonderful things about him. He's a great saintly person. And thousands of people gather around him. He's very important. And the minister said, no, he's not important. Come on, look, you've got better things to do with your time. Why don't you go and conquer another kingdom? Do something like that. And don't worry about this fellow. But the king said, no, I want to meet him. And the minister thought, oh my God, oh no, oh no, what next? But he couldn't convince the king to not do this. So they got a whole party together. And they went on horseback down to where Lord Chaitanya was. And the king was just asking the minister, tell me about Chaitanya. I heard he's like this. I heard he's like that. And the minister was saying, no, he's not important. But the king was just going on and on and on about Lord Chaitanya. And his heart was becoming purified. So eventually they arrived there. And Lord Chaitanya was informed, the king is here to see you. Lord Chaitanya came outside. The king saw him. And that was it. He had already become greatly purified just by his interest in Lord Chaitanya and his thinking about him and talking about him and chanting his name. He'd already become substantially purified. But when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he became completely purified. He fell off his horse in ecstasy and started crawling along the ground, just saying, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And he collapsed on Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And he became a devotee, basically. Basically, he became a devotee. And he spoke with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya preached to him. And it's a bit of a long story, but it was really quite an event. So then later he left and went back to his capital. And the devotees were discussing with Lord Chaitanya. That was amazing. That was incredible. We never saw anything like that before. We never dreamed of anything like that. That was the most amazing thing of all time. And then Lord Chaitanya said, no, 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 no. You think that was amazing? You think that was amazing? You just wait and see. Just wait and see. Priti viti achiyata nagaradigram sarvatra prachara haive mora nam. This is a very famous verse that appears in Chaitanya Bhagavat, spoken by Lord Chaitanya at that time. Lord Chaitanya said, you think that was amazing? Just wait and see. In every town and village on this planet, my holy names will be chanted. And when that happens, that will be amazing. That will be amazing. And just see. You know, I think when Lord Chaitanya said that, he was thinking about KL. Why not? And maybe he was thinking about BM too. And maybe he was thinking about JB also. And there's probably a few others. I'm sure he was thinking about Penang and what do you call it? Tilak Intan. T-I, is that correct? T-I, Jesse. Yeah. He was thinking about all these places. That in due course, in all these places, my holy names will be chanted. And not just chanted, but temples will be there. Devotee communities will develop. And Krishna consciousness will really take root in all these places. So anyway, then Lord Chaitanya carried on. He went by boat from that area down there, sort of like just north of Orissa. He went by boat to Panihati. Panihati is a city. It's actually now it's pretty much part of northern Calcutta, really. Panihati. There he met Raghava Pandit, great, great devotee. Then he went to Kumarahatta and met Srivas Thakur. Kanchadapada, met Shivananda Sen. Vidyanaga, met Vidyavachaspati. You know, we could tell you a story about that. It would take about an hour though. Then he went to Kulia and stayed 7 days there with Madhava Das. Then he went to Shantipur and stayed there for some time to see his mother. From Shantipur, he went north to a place called Ramakeli. It's quite up to the north. It's in West Bengal. It's not in Bangladesh. It's just straight up to the north. This was the home, birthplace and home of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And he went there and he met them there and initiated them there. And they told Lord Chaitanya, "We want to give up everything and join you." Lord Chaitanya gave a very colorful... Lord Chaitanya said, "No, don't do that now. Maybe later." And Lord Chaitanya gave a very colorful example to illustrate how they should deal with their situations. Because they were both government officers. In fact, Rupa Goswami was the Prime Minister, Sanatan Goswami, or maybe the Treasurer, and Sanatan Goswami was either Prime Minister or Treasurer. They were holding those two positions within between them. So they were really big men under the Muslim ruler, Hussein Shah. So Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, don't do that. Not now. Your opportunity will come in due course." But what he said was, for the time being, what you should do is, listen to this, devotees. He said, you should act like a woman, a married woman, who has a boyfriend. Hare Krishna. We do not encourage this. Okay. This is what Lord Chaitanya said. It's right there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he said, what such a woman does or should do is do her household duties perfectly, so her husband thinks, I am the perfect wife. She's fully devoted to me. And he will not suspect there is some boyfriend there. But internally, that woman, internally, she's simply thinking of her boyfriend. This is what Lord Chaitanya told Rupa and Sanatan. So you carry on like that for the time being, and in due course you'll get the opportunity to leave everything. Then you can join me, and that happened somewhat later. So they, after Ramakeli, which is up to the north, it's some distance up to the north from Mayapur area, they went to a place called Kanai Natashala. Now there's a whole description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how one devotee named Nrisinghananda Brahmachari, he got the inspiration that within his mind, he meditated on making a very nice road for Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan on. In his mind. So it was a beautiful road with beautiful flower gardens next to it the whole way. Beautiful lakes and rivers with clear water all the way. Like a heavenly path for Lord Chaitanya to traverse on foot all the way to Vrindavan. But as he was meditating, going to this town, then that town, then the next town, and gradually going further up the road to Vrindavan, in his mind he reached Kanai Natashala, but he could not go any further in his mind. And he was thinking, come on, let's make the road past Kanai Natashala. But he just couldn't get it in his mind. Just couldn't get it. The road finished at Kanai Natashala. So this devotee, Nrisinghananda Brahmachari, he told all the devotees very confidently, Lord Chaitanya, this time, is not going to Vrindavan. He's going to go as far as Kanai Natashala, and he's going to stop there. And then he's going to go back to Puri. And indeed, that was what happened. Lord Chaitanya reached Kanai Natashala, and then he started, well, actually what happened was, Sanatan Goswami joined the party, because there's still hundreds of them. They came back down from Ramakeli, came back down, and Sanatan Goswami told Lord Chaitanya, you know, it's not suitable going on a pilgrimage with so many people. One should really go alone. And this struck Lord Chaitanya very deeply. And he said, yes, you're right, actually. This whole situation I'm in, with these hundreds or thousands of people, it's very inauspicious. I must not go to Vrindavan like this. So Lord Chaitanya came back down, went as far as Kanai Natashala, and turned back. He went back to Shantipur, saw his mother again, stayed there for a week or so, and then he returned to Jagannath Puri. 4 months later, taking one assistant with him, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya left again, this time in the middle of the night. The devotees woke up. Where's Lord Chaitanya? He's gone. Where is he? And he had gone with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And then they went very quickly up. And they didn't go back through Bengal. They went kind of across country. And this is where, well, a number of things happened. But one of the very important things that happened while they were on the way heading towards Vrindavan through the center of the country, they passed through the area, the Jharkhanda forest. Now it's a state, isn't it, or a province, Jharkhand. Yeah, in those days it was an area of forest called the Jharkhanda forest. Lord Chaitanya went through there. And you're probably aware, when Lord Chaitanya went through the Jharkhanda forest, oh, some amazing things happened. Because it's like a jungle, basically. And there are hardly any people there. And there are lots of wild animals, including tigers. So Lord Chaitanya, he was in ecstasy, just chanting and dancing. And his assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, kept pointing him on the right road, so that heading in the right direction. But Lord Chaitanya would get ahead, just dancing and chanting on the road, that we are going to Vrindavan. Hari Bol. One day there was a tiger right on the side of the path, and Lord Chaitanya, oblivious to his surroundings, walked into the tiger. Another thing we do not advise you to do. Do you have Malaysian tigers previously or now? Huh? In the zoo. Lord Chaitanya just walked into this tiger, bang, and the tiger jumped up and looked at Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya looked at the tiger, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya, just a little behind, he was shocked. Oh no, what's going to happen now? But Lord Chaitanya, in his ecstasy, he told the tiger, chant Krishna Krishna. And you know what the tiger did? He chanted Krishna Krishna. What did he chant?
Krishna Krishna.
Not like that. He chanted seriously, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Yeah. And he started dancing. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya was just completely, he couldn't believe it at all. They moved on a little further, and there was a river. Lord Chaitanya went to take bath and chant Gayatri in the river. Some elephants came. Do you have Malaysian elephants? Yeah? So Lord Chaitanya finished chanting Gayatri, and you know what he did? He started splashing the elephants. Another thing not to do. Not wise. And he told the elephants, chant Krishna Krishna. And they all chanted. And then they went on further. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya looked behind. there were several tigers following them. Several. And he thought, uh-oh, what now? And then, just coming up nearby, was a whole group of deer. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya thought, oh my gosh, the deer are the natural food for the tigers. This is going to be a bloodbath. So Lord Chaitanya told the deer, chant Krishna, Krishna. They started dancing and chanting. He told the tigers, they were dancing and chanting. Then the tigers and the deer embraced and they were kissing each other. Hare Krishna. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya thought, this is the most incredible thing I ever thought I might hear of, let alone saw. So anyway, like we said, it's a long story, but Lord Chaitanya arrived, first of all he arrived in Mathura. It is said, well, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, as Lord Chaitanya was on the road, just moving in the general direction, his ecstasy in Puri increased 100 times. When he arrived in Mathura, it increased 1,000 times. And when he entered the forests of Vrindavan, it increased 100,000 times. So again, it's a very long story, but basically Lord Chaitanya was moving around the Vrindavan area. He discovered Radha Kund. There's a whole description of that in the 18th chapter of the Madhya Leela. Lord Chaitanya discovering Radha Kund. Then he went from there, he went to Kusum Sarova. Those of you who are familiar with the Vrindavan area, you would know exactly what I'm referring to. Kusum Sarova, quite a big lake along the side of Govardhan Hill. Although Govardhan Hill is underground at that time. Then, from Kusum Sarova, Lord Chaitanya saw Govardhan Hill for the first time. The rocks start coming up out of the ground a little. And Lord Chaitanya embraced one rock of Govardhan Hill. And he cried and cried in ecstasy. And his tears just bathed that rock again and again, just bathing the rock. Then he went down to Manasi Ganga in the middle of Govardhan Hill, visited the Haridev deity, very important deity of Krishna, lifting Govardhan Hill. And Lord Chaitanya danced in such ecstasy. The whole village came to see him. And when they saw Lord Chaitanya dancing, chanting, rolling on the ground, flying, then they understood, this is Krishna. Krishna has returned to Vrindavan. Then Lord Chaitanya did the next day full Govardhan Parikrama. Then he went and visited Nandagram. And Sheshashai he visited, and he moved all around the Vrindavan area, and then after some time came back and stayed in Vrindavan town, mainly at Akrura Ghat, which is just outside Vrindavan town, just immediately outside. But the problem was, there was a problem. Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan, his ecstasy was just increasing and increasing and increasing. And he was just losing control more and more. He would just dive in the Yamuna and disappear. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya would have to drag him out and hope he was still alive. It was a very dramatic scene. I mean, the whole situation. After a while, Balabhadra Bhattacharya understood, I have to get him out of Vrindavan. Otherwise, his ecstasy is going to become so wild, he'll die. His body will just not be able to deal with it. His body will die. So then he took Lord Chaitanya out of Vrindavan, and gradually they made their ways back to Jagannath Puri, meeting Rupa and Sanatan on the way and instructing them at length on the way and then back to Jagannath Puri. So there you have it, devotees. In a nutshell, brief, small little nutshell, the story of Lord Chaitanya's attempt to go to Vrindavan, then his actual trip to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. And seeing we're talking about Vrindavan, and we were talking about Govardhan Hill, Gaurachandra Prabhu has a special announcement to make to you all in that regard. Please listen carefully to this brief little announcement. As he gets himself together, any comments or questions? What's the term? Huh? Kevigal. Is that right? Kelvigal. Huh? Kelvigal. Hare Krishna.
I'm just wondering, like you said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just embraced a very small portion of the rock of Govardhan.
Yeah.
But yet, he still temporarily took the Govardhan.
He did.
So was it just that piece of rock?
No, he did the full parikrama of Govardhan Hill. He saw that rock and embraced it for some time. Then he walked down to Manasi Ganga, where there's a settlement. He stayed overnight there in the temple of Haridev, and then the next day he did full Govardhan parikrama. And he stayed in the area for some days. Yeah. This is Gaurachandra Prabhu.